Secretary Perdue has two very important opportunities ahead of him this week to lay the groundwork for improvements to the farm safety net. Oversupply and trade disruptions, among other issues currently plaguing the farm economy, are likely to continue to depress farm prices into the foreseeable future. Family farmers and ranchers need a strong safety net to continue to weather these difficult economic circumstances. We need the Secretary to be a strong advocate at this critical juncture for family farm agriculture. The Secretary can and should use his Wednesday hearing to make the case for mechanisms to strengthen or supplement the farm safety net, particularly due to the long-lasting impacts of the President's ongoing trade wars. While it's important to remain optimistic during these tough times, we need to be realistic about what's in store for American agriculture. A majority of American farmers lost money last year, and that has been the case over the past several years. Farm prices are unsustainably low. Farm lending is tightening. Farm hotlines are overloaded. Farm bankruptcies are rising. The Farm Bill was an important step toward providing farmers the certainty they need, but the administration and congressional leadership need to work together to provide additional relief that reflects the current economic circumstances. Global oversupply of top commodities is forecast to continue into 2019, and USDA projects the overall trend of real agricultural prices to continue to decline over the next 10 years. On top of that, self-inflicted trade disruptions have ruined export markets for farmers, likely for generations to come. Knowing that many more family farmers and ranchers will be forced out of business without increased support, the Secretary must use every opportunity he has to work with Congress to strengthen support for family farmers.